Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got some really cool stuff to unpack today, all about AI for kids.
Seems fun.
Yeah, it's like, how do you get kids excited about AI, but then also give them the tools to actually, you know, use it?
Right, right.
So we've got these excerpts from a teacher's guide for a children's book about AI.
Okay.
And it looks like it covers all kinds of stuff, creativity, learning, how AI is being used out in the world.
I'm always interested in that, those real world applications, yeah.
For sure. Should we jump right in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first. The guide tackles like the big question. What even is AI?
Yeah, got to start there, right.
Totally. And I like how they do it in a way that, you know, kids can actually understand.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, they steer clear of that whole like robots taking over the world thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's much more like machines that learn from data.
Okay, that's a good starting point. Less scary, for sure.
Definitely. And then they give examples that kids are already familiar with, like Siri.
Yeah.
Or like how Netflix knows what you might want to watch.
Right, recommendations, that kind of thing.
Exactly. They even mention self-driving cars.
It's all around them already.
It is. It's like, hey, AI is already part of your world.
Yeah. What I find interesting, though, is how much this guide focuses on AI as a tool, like something kids can actually use.
Oh, I like that.
It's not just about like knowing what AI is, but what you can do with it.
Exactly.
Like it's about empowering them to actually create things with AI.
Yeah.
Not just be like passive consumers of it.
I love that. So then the guide jumps into showing how AI can help with those creative things, but then also the everyday stuff.
Oh, okay. Both sides of the coin.
Yeah. So there's one section called like fun tasks to supercharge ideas.
Sketchy.
Right. And then another one called magic tricks to make boring chores disappear.
Okay. I'm definitely more interested in that second one, but I guess you need both, huh?
For sure. For sure. So on that creative side, they talk about using ChatGPT to help kids brainstorm ideas for stories.
That makes sense. Get those creative juices flowing.
Exactly. But then for the more practical stuff, it's things like Quizlet for making flashcards.
Oh, yeah.
Or using a smart assistant to remind you to do your homework.
I mean, honestly, I could use that now.
Right. I wish I had that back in school.
Me too.
But what I thought was really cool is that the guide encourages kids to think about designing their own AI tools.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about using the tools that are out there.
Yeah, it's about like, what problems do you see and how could you use AI to solve them?
That's awesome. Yeah. Like really fostering that problem-solving mindset.
Right. Then there's a whole section called the Math Superpower Zone.
Ooh, okay.
And honestly, when I saw that, I was like, wait, math.fun? Is that even possible?
Right. Math and fun don't usually go together.
But they actually make a good case for it. Like, they talk about apps like Photomath.
Photomath.
Yeah, have you heard of that one?
Maybe. What's that do?
So it's not about, like, using AI to cheat on your math homework.
Okay, good, because that wouldn't really help in the long run.
Exactly. But it's more about using Photomath to break down those, like, really hard math problems step by step.
Oh, I see. So you can actually see how to solve it.
Exactly. And, like, understand the concepts behind it.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. It's like having a tutor, but in your phone.
Right. And then on top of that, the guide also talks about coding math games. So it's like learning by creating.
Oh, I like that.
Me too. Okay, so we've got AI for brainstorming, AI for chores, AI to make math less scary. What else is in this guide?
I don't know. Sounds pretty packed already.
It is, and it's not even done yet. There's a whole other section about how we actually learn.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's not just about using AI as a tool, but learning from AI to become better learners ourselves.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What's that all about?
Well, it covers all kinds of strategies, and they all have these catchy names, you know, like kid-friendly names.
Okay, yeah, I got to keep them engaged.
Right, so there's one called the Level Up strategy.
Okay, what's that one do?
It's all about breaking down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Oh, that's a classic. Still a good one, though.
Definitely. And then there's the Focus Ninja trick.
Okay. I like that just for the name.
Right. It's all about using timers to, like, help you concentrate.
Oh, yeah. That can be helpful.
And then my favorite, the Mistake Multiplier.
The Mistake Multiplier. That sounds kind of counterintuitive.
I know, right? But it's all about encouraging kids to embrace their mistakes as opportunities to learn.
Oh, that's good. Building that growth mindset.
Exactly. Like, mistakes aren't failures. They're stepping stones.
Love that.
Me too.
Okay.
And I love that this guide encourages that kind of thinking from a young age.
Yeah, it's crucial.
And these techniques, even though they're inspired by AI, they're just good learning strategies in general, right?
Right. Like, it's about equipping kids to be good learners no matter what they're interested in.
Exactly. Okay. This guide is really packing in the good stuff.
Yeah. We've only just scratched the surface, haven't we?
I know, right? There's still so much more to explore.
Well, let's take a breath and then dive back in, shall we?
Deal. We'll be right back after a quick break.
And you know what else I thought was cool about this? It doesn't just focus on individual learning. Mm-hmm. It actually, there's a whole part about the collaborative side of AI.
Oh, yeah. Like working together.
Exactly. Because, you know, we hear so much about AI replacing humans.
Yeah, for sure.
But this guide is like, no, no, no. AI can be about humans and machines working together.
Oh, I like that.
To achieve some pretty amazing things.
That's a much better message, especially for kids.
Right. Like, less scary. And it gets them thinking about the future in a different way, too.
How so?
Well, like, what kinds of new jobs will AI create?
Right.
Or what skills are going to be, like, really valuable in a world with all this AI?
Those are good questions to be thinking about, for sure.
Yeah. And this guide gives kids a way to start those conversations.
It's like, instead of just waiting to see what happens, they can be proactive about it.
Exactly. And then, this is another thing I thought was really cool. It talks about using AI to address some of those, you know, big challenges in the world.
Oh, interesting.
Like climate change.
Oh, wow.
Disease outbreaks, poverty, access to education, all that.
So it's not just about using AI for, like, personal gain, but for good.
Yeah, for making things better for everyone.
I bet that resonates with kids. Like, they want to make a difference.
They do, and this guide shows them that AI can actually help them do that.
It's like, hey, you can use your AI superpowers to make the world a better place.
Right. And speaking of tools and resources, there's this whole section called,
uh-huh.
So I was like, where to go for the best AI tools.
Ooh. Okay, give me the goods. What kind of tools are we talking about here?
All kinds. It's like there's something for everyone. You've got AI-powered art generators.
Oh, cool.
Chatbot builders, music composition software, even stuff for learning about coding and data science.
Nice.
But it goes beyond just listing the tools.
Yeah, what else does it do?
Well, it actually gives you tips on how to evaluate the tools.
Oh, that's smart.
Like, are they safe? Are they reliable?
Especially for kids, right? Like, you want to make sure they're using things that are appropriate.
Exactly. So it's not just about the technical stuff, but also the ethical considerations.
I like that.
And then there's another section I thought was really fun. It's called, like, fun learning projects.
Okay, I'm all about fun learning. Tell me more about these projects.
So they've got ideas for all kinds of hands-on stuff. Like, one project is about building a simple chatbot.
Oh, cool. Using what?
They suggest using a platform called Scratch. Have you heard of that one?
Maybe. What is it?
It's like a visual programming language.
Okay.
Designed for kids. So it's like drag and drop.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it makes it way less intimidating.
So they can actually, like, build a chatbot without having to learn, like, hardcore coding.
Exactly. And then there's some projects that are more artistic.
Oh, like what?
Like creating AI-powered art projects.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, you can experiment with different algorithms and stuff.
Okay.
And then for those who are more analytical, there are projects for conducting data collection experiments.
Oh, interesting. What would that look like?
So, like, imagine a group of kids designs a survey to gather data about something they're interested in.
Okay.
And then they use AI tools to actually analyze the data and draw conclusions.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's a great way to introduce them to data science.
And it's real world, too. Like, they can apply it to their own lives.
Exactly. And the whole point is to encourage them to be creative, to come up with their own AI-powered solutions to problems.
It's like they're not just following instructions. They're actually thinking for themselves.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
So it's really more of a launch pad than, like, a step-by-step guide.
It is. It's like, here are the possibilities. Here are some tools. Now go explore.
Exactly. And find what you're passionate about.
Right. I love that approach.
Me too. Okay, this is amazing. Like, this guide is packed with so many ideas. And we haven't even talked about the 6 easy ways to make life simpler yet.
Oh, right. We should definitely dive into this.
Let's save that for next time.
Sounds good to me. So we were talking about this section in the guide called 6 easy ways to make life simpler.
Yes. Okay, I need some of this AI magic in my life. What are these easy ways?
Well, one of them is about, you know, helping kids get organized.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a struggle for everyone, right? Not just kids.
Totally. But the guide suggests using tools like Google Calendar and Trello for kids.
Oh, interesting. To, like, manage their homework and stuff?
Exactly. It's taking these tools that we usually think of for work you know,
yeah,
and showing kids how they can use them to like simplify their own lives.
That's a good idea. I mean, I could have used that when I was a kid. Still could, honestly.
Right. And it's not just about organization. There's also a section about using AI to, you know, make learning more fun.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. How do they suggest doing that?
Well, they talk about Quizlet and Google Docs,
but
not just using them in the like basic way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for basic notes and flashcards.
Yeah.
It's more about getting creative.
Oh, okay.
Like, turn your study notes into interactive flashcards.
That's actually a good idea.
Or, you know, colorful diagrams. Or even turn your review sessions into games.
That's cool. I might have to steal some of these ideas.
Right. And this one's really fun. There's a section on automating, like, e-cards.
Oh, okay. Like birthday cards and stuff.
Exactly. So they suggest tools like Canva and Postable.
Yeah.
So kids can, you know, send personalized greetings.
Come on, that's cute.
For birthdays, holidays, or just because.
Yeah. It's a nice way to introduce kids to automation, but make it something, like, thoughtful.
Exactly. And then, are you ready for this? There's a section on turning chores into a game.
Whoa. Hold on. AI for making chores, F-U-N. Is that even possible?
Apparently. So they talk about apps like Our Home and Greenlight.
Okay.
Which use gamification.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To motivate kids to do their chores.
Okay. So like they earn points or something.
Yeah. Or rewards. Maybe even a little competition with their siblings.
Oh, that's clever. Turns it into something they actually want to do.
Exactly. And, you know, they're learning life skills along the way.
Okay, so far we've got organized homework, fun study guides, automated e-cards, gamified chores. What else is there?
Well, there's a section that I think a lot of students will be really into. It's about predicting test questions.
Oh, wow. How do they do that?
So they suggest tools like ChatGPT, Socratic, and Quizlet.
Okay.
But it's not about cheating, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about teaching them how to, like, analyze patterns.
Oh.
And think critically. So the idea is you use these AI tools to analyze past tests.
Okay.
Identify common themes, and then, like, predict what questions might be on future exams.
So it's about studying smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And that's a skill that can be helpful for, you know, way more than just tests.
Yeah, it's about using data to make decisions.
Right. And then the last one of the six easy. This one's about planning your morning routine.
Using AI.
Yeah. They suggest tools like Alarmy and Google Keep.
Okay.
So you wake up to a personalized schedule, reminders for everything you need to do. Maybe even a motivational message.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty good. Like, get your day started off right.
It is. And, you know, it teaches kids the importance of starting their day with intention.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. And that's it. Those are the six easy ways to make life simpler.
This guide is amazing. Like, seriously, it's packed with so many ideas.
It is. And it really shows how AI can be used for, you know, so much more than we usually think about.
Right. Like, it's not just about robots and self-driving cars.
No, it's about creativity, learning, even just making your everyday life a little bit easier.
Exactly. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that, you know, AI is for everyone.
Absolutely.
It's not just for the techie people.
Yeah.
It's something that anyone can learn about and use to make their lives better.
And that's the message we need to be spreading, especially to kids.
Totally agree. So what do you say? Should we wrap things up?
I think so.
Okay. Well, this deep dive has been incredible.
It has. So many great ideas for engaging kids with AI.
Right. And it's not just about teaching them about AI, but giving them the tools and, you know, the mindset to actually use it.
Yeah. And to use it creatively and responsibly.
Exactly. And to, like, make a difference in the world.
Absolutely.
So to all our listeners out there, we challenge you, what problem could you solve in your community using AI? Think local, act global.
That's a great challenge.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next AI innovator.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been fun.
Me too. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep imagining the possibilities.